Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2009. I'm glad 2008's behind us. I'm not wishing my life away, but I'm sure glad that one's over. And I'm looking forward to 2009, and we're gonna make the best of it together. And somebody who's going to help us with that is our good friend Dr. Gene Griceman. Gene is a Lincoln scholar without peer. He is a Lincoln portrayer without peer. So many people have heard, have gotten introduced properly to Abraham Lincoln by watching Lincoln by watching Griceman portray him, I should say. He's written so many books on the topic, including one of my favorite books of all time, The Words Lincoln Lived By, and then a brand new book called Lincoln Speaks to Leaders, which is the brand spanking new, and it's from Lincoln's perspective as a first person account, as if he had written it himself. And Gene's here to help us get 2009 kicked off with some of the wisdom of his and Abraham Lincoln's. Gene Griceman, welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be with you. It's always a pleasure. We're just going to start this year off together.
Let's do it. I'm glad 2009. You know, I learned a long time ago, Gene, never to wish your life away. Mm-hmm. But I sure am glad 2008's over. What do you think?
I am too. Actually, in the new book, I'm speaking as Lincoln. And Lincoln says, whenever things don't work out, whenever you have a disappointment, use a four-letter word. And that four-letter word is N-E-X-T.
That's right. Next. I like that. Who's next? What's next? And 2009 is next, isn't it?
That's right. And you can do that about years, and you can do that about days. And
right.
You can do that about contracts you don't get.
And people.
Next.
That's what I'm going to start doing. When I meet somebody who's obnoxious and annoying, and I can't wait to use that, Gene. That'd be fun. You're at a party or somewhere, and you meet somebody who's really obnoxious, and you're trying to get away from them, and instead of making some other excuse, just raise your hand and say, next.
Or if you don't want to have a difficult experience right there, say it internally.
Right.
You know, I always try whenever I'm on your show to give at least one thought, one idea that can be put into practice by the people that listen. And that's, though we're laughing about that, that's a good technique. I think mm-hmm. we need some habits that
yeah.
we form when we meet with failure, so that our life is not ruled by emotion, but habit. And a habit would be, when something doesn't work out, to say to ourselves, next, I'm
right.
going to move to something else.
I like that. Well, you know, one of the things that I've been doing for myself as I've dealt with the challenges of the last year, and frankly, you know, the challenges of the last year are enduring. They're accruing over into 2009. I mean, we still got some things to pay for that didn't get paid for in 2008. And what I'm saying, I've lived long enough now, Gene, that I know this about myself. When I've had the most adversity, when I've faced the biggest trials, have been when I have been the most creative in my life.
Hmm.
And whenever things get a little rosy, my creativity gets lazy.
Hmm. Well,
the really important things I've ever done have been when we came out of adversity.
More businesses are started during bad times than good times.
Mm-hmm.
Because people have lost that cushy job where they weren't challenged, and they think, I can do something on my own.
That's exactly right. And if that's what happened to me in 89, I was downsized twice in 18 months, no fault of my own. And at the second time, I said to myself, you know, I probably ought to go look for a job. And then I thought, wait a minute. I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And I started my own business in 1989. That's what I'm, you know, it's evolved into, you know, what it is today. But one of the things that I know about Lincoln, and see, he's a great role model for me and has been for a long time. I came up with one time, maybe you helped me find this. I don't remember. But I came up with the long list of failures, of things that didn't work out for him. Tragic things that would have killed anybody, a mere mortal, that he recovered from. And he is a profile if anybody can do it, if Lincoln can do it, you know, can do all that, I surely can do this. And I want you to talk to us about that and his thoughts on dealing with adversity. And we'll do that on the other side of these messages, folks. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Dr. Gene Greisman is our guest. His new book is called Lincoln Speaks to Leaders.
Turn around and see you in a crowded place. Watch for the emotions on a God face.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the main site. That's the mothership. That's where you can find a link to the blog, which I update very often, most days during the week. Usually at least 5 days out of the week, I'll update the blog. Maybe sometimes more than once, in many days, I should say, more than once a day. I'm updated maybe a couple of three times in some days. So check that out. Also, our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, where you get small business answers now. That's there off the main site. You can click there. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. You can find also many, many pieces of wisdom that Gene Greisman has deposited with us over the years. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's with us again right now, as you know. Their new book that he wrote with Pat Williams and Peggy Matthews-Rose is called Lincoln Speaks to Leaders, 20 Powerful Lessons for Today's Leaders from America's 16th President. Gene, this book's going to be available on Lincoln's birthday, but you're taking advance orders now, right?
Yes, we're taking advance orders. They can take advance orders at Amazon, and they can take it at my website, which is www.presidentlincoln.com.
All right. And Gene's helping us understand, as I said earlier, folks, if you can ever come up, and if you'll email me, go to my website and find the contact information there. Send an email and request the list that I came up with of the adversity that Lincoln had. Gene, whenever I have a bad day sometimes, whenever I think things are really closing in on me, I go look at that list that Lincoln overcame, and it makes me feel like a wuss. I feel like a sissy compared to what he put up with.
And you're so right. You've developed that as your strategy. I think people need to have some strategies that they use when things don't work out. Let me give you, would you like about four or five
points
that Lincoln used?
Please.
One, when something doesn't work out, quit thinking about it, quit talking about it, and go at something else. It's very important to quit talking about failures and setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, keep a sense of humor. Lincoln told jokes. He actually carried a joke book with him. He loved to read funny stories, and sometimes when devastating news came into the White House, and he would go into a cabinet meeting, and the news was all bad, he would begin by reading something funny in the newspaper. And once somebody in the cabinet said, "Mr. President, why are you reading this at this time?" He said, "I laugh to keep from crying."
Yeah.
And then there's a third, and that is he sought diversion. You can't just constantly think about bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lincoln,
it gets toxic after a while, doesn't it?
It really corrodes.
It becomes toxic.
Toxic is the word. It corrodes, and it corrodes everything it touches, and not only yourself but people around you. So you can't just dwell on it. So for that reason,
can I stick a little practical step in there?
Yes.
Turn the television off, folks, and go talk to your customers. you will find you'll not only lift their spirits up, they'll lift your spirits up. You'll find, look, the talking heads on television aren't going to buy anything from you. And even if you think your customers might not, don't even try to sell them anything. Just go talk to them. Just go be with your customers. I think that's one of the best ways to get to do all the things that you just said, Gene, all three things.
It's a great way, and I'll tell you what it also does. Whenever one has had a failure, you move on. You use the word next, and that was
I
was summarizing. But I think that you need to think about why you stumbled, why you fell, the mistake you made, and when you talk to customers, they'll help you put into perspective what you could have done differently and what you could do differently in the future. Terribly important.
Well, that I call that, I learned how to do that in with Xerox. When I was with Xerox, they taught me self-analysis. They taught me how to look back on what I did, whether it was good or bad, and if it was bad, to dissect that, to do a postmortem on that. If I made a bad call, if I made a call and after I left, I would evaluate that call, and if it wasn't good, they taught me how to do a self-analysis on that and to identify where it went wrong.
Let me tell you, Jim.
And that set me up for a good call for the next one.
Jim, on that, you might want to do a piece in your newsletter sometime. Maybe talk about self-analysis, the specifics they taught you to do.
Yep.
I think that would be useful to people.
Well, I have over the years. I've done some of that, but I probably maybe not a whole article on it. But it's been very important for me, and that's the kind of thing that Lincoln, without maybe saying that, that's what he did, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Can I flip that around?
Please.
And that is, we often do the postmortems. We do the self-analysis on things that don't work out. Even harder, but more important, is to do analysis on things that do work out.
Yep.
Because we need to know what we did when we closed that deal, when we had a good day. What did we do that made it work so that we can repeat it? I think we do self-analysis on failure usually pretty well, but we don't do analysis on success.
Well, the reason we succeeded is because we're so smart.
Yes.
We're too busy celebrating, self-congratulating. You know, I think the football coaches have got a good model for us on that, Gene, because, you know, even when they win, they go back and look at the tapes.
Yes, indeed.
Even when they have a great game, they go back and look at the tapes and see what they could have done better.
Yes.
Hold on to that thought. Gene Greisman, ladies and gentlemen, one of the world's top Lincoln portrayers, an outstanding Lincoln scholar, of one of the great minds of leadership in America. The book is called Lincoln Speaks to Leaders. It's going to be available soon. Right now, you can just put your order in. I encourage you to do that. Stay with us. Sweet Baby James, bringing us back.
When you're down and trouble,
James Taylor.
And you need a helping hand.
That's what you got to have, ladies and gentlemen. 2009, we're going to have to be each other's helping hand. We got a lot of challenges. We still got a lot of things going on in 2009, a lot of things to deal with. We're going to have to pay for a lot of what came to a head in 2008. We're going to have to pay for a lot of that in 2009. 2009 will have its own challenges, but it'll also have its own opportunities. And we need to stay together. We need to spend time together. We need to be there for each other. And we're going to need to call on each other more and more, I think, in 2009. And somebody who I'm going to be calling on is our good friend Gene Greisman, who's with us right now. He knows he can call on me, and because we've done it before. And he's the author, as you know, the co-author along with Pat Williams and Peggy Matthews-Rose of the new book, Lincoln Speaks to Leaders. But if you go to presidentlincoln.com, you can see all the things that he offers right now, tapes, CDs, and books, and lots of stuff on leadership, time management, on President Lincoln, a very important person in the world of understanding leadership. Gene, I appreciate you very much.
I appreciate you, my friend.
Let's talk. I want to talk about how Lincoln dealt with failure. Talk to us a little bit about some of the things you've learned from what Lincoln had to say about failing.
If I might, Jim, let me just read four sentences from Chapter 12, The Best Way to Avoid Failures.
All right.
And this is Lincoln speaking. The best way to avoid failures is don't attempt anything. That way you never fail, because you never try. He who aims at nothing shall surely hit it, is the way I heard an old pioneer in Indiana put it. Every success formula I ever saw had the possibility of failure built in. Generally, the greater the opportunity, the greater the risk of failing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Lincoln's thoughts on failure.
You know, Gene,
I think that we just have to keep trying.
You know, Gene, Michelangelo said the greatest sin is not in reaching too high and missing, but in reaching too low and catching.
Oh, my.
That's I'm paraphrasing just a little bit about what he said, and it's the truth. And I'll tell you something from another philosopher that you didn't know, but who's my father. My dad was not a philosopher, but more and more I'm thinking about things that he taught me that was very wise. I grew up on a farm and we had cattle, and one year we lost an extraordinary number of calves during the calving season. I was very upset because these were my animals. I looked after them myself. And we probably had 100 head of cattle, and that year we lost a bunch of calves, and I was very upset about it. And I said, "What is it, Dad? Why did we do that? What happened?" He said, "Son, the only people who don't lose calves are the people who don't have cattle." And so he must have learned that from President Lincoln, and it's the truth. The only business owners who don't, the only people who don't fail at business are the people who don't try at business.
Yes.
And so it's we're destined, aren't we?
And you're exactly right. I think that coming through something tough teaches you something about yourself, and it gives you a sense of self-assurance. Somebody who's never failed is dangerous.
Well, that's exactly right. I like the way you said that. I completely agree with you. You know, I tell my audience, this isn't my first goat roping. My first recession was 1969, and it makes me feel stronger, Gene, to be able to say to myself and anybody else, you know what? I've been through tough times before, and I made it through. I'll make it through this one.
I'm an avid reader of history. And when I read about some of the economic collapses of other centuries, of other times, this is paltry in comparison.
It's child's play, isn't it?
It really is.
Well, and you hear people talking about, you know, are we going into another Great Depression? Folks, we're not even close to another depression. I mean, there's so many things that are positive about what's going on right now, that so many opportunities that we've got. But the main thing, Gene, I've been saying a long time, this is what we're talking about, and you've been speaking to this. The biggest challenge we have is not the real estate in front of us; it's the 5 inches of real estate between our ears. That's the biggest challenge, isn't it?
I like that. Whenever Lincoln was 49 years of age, he was out of politics, and he had no hope of returning to high office again. And an editor wrote this about him: "The Honorable Abraham Lincoln is undoubtedly the most unfortunate politician that has ever attempted to rise in Illinois." When that was written, Lincoln had 7 years to live, yet in the next 7 years he did everything he's remembered for today.
Everything. After that editorial. Hey, Gene, Happy New Year. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you. Always
Dr. Gene Grisman, ladies and gentlemen. That's presidentlincoln.com. I hope you check that website out. I got to go for this hour. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be here tomorrow, just like today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.